This is an interview with Henry Scott in Chilmark, Massachusetts, May 30th, 1980. Right?
Yes.
Well, you were born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1900. Was your father teaching there then, or why were you?
He was either teaching or editing the Harvard catalog at that time.
The Harvard catalog?
And he had taught at Harvard. He had previously, after he graduated in 1881, gone to Germany for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, of course, you didn't come back in the summers. You stayed through. At any rate,
so it was a family of...
I appeared on the scene in August of 1900, together mm-hmm. with my twin sister.
And you had an older brother and sister.
I already had an older brother and sister, right.
But yours was a family then, a fairly learned family, your mother and your father.
Yes, I would say so, yes.
And as a small child, was that sort of the atmosphere of the household, lots of books and discussion?
Well, father was teaching and he would bring home papers that had to be graded. He was very fond of Latin, and so when I got to the point of high school and was or school and was doing Latin, I would take the translations to him, which were difficult for me. And knowing very well, he got so interested in them that he would, before he knew it, he was translating the whole thing for me, which wasn't quite tricky for them.
Well, did you have a great deal of interest as a child in study and reading?
Yes, I think it was in the family, and reading and music, and drawing and painting, too.
And you were encouraged in all of these things?
Yes, my mother was quite a musician, very fine pianist, and my older sister played the piano very well. And so it goes. My brother was very scholarly in his way, and he went to the Harvard Law School. And he and my father really stimulated my interest in the Harvard Yard. He'd take me over there, introduce me to his roommate and his classmates, and, well, it became a natural thing. Yes, of course, I'd go to Harvard. And it was a little touch and go when it came to the entrance examinations, but somehow or other, with the new method they had at that time, what do they call that, the new type of exams, anyhow, I did pass, all right.
Because so you hadn't a very strong record up in high school?
Yes, I had a good record. I had a good record. I was, on the whole, an A student. I didn't uphold that all the way through college.
Yeah.
I did in some subjects, but not in others.
Well, the interest in music, as a child, did you take lessons? Did you learn instruments?
Yes. Well, my mother made sure that I studied the piano, and then I wasn't practicing very well. So eventually she tried another instrument, and that was first the cello and then the violin. So I was about 12 years old when I started the violin. That's been with me ever since.
Did you like it from the beginning?
Evidently did. And I played in high school orchestras and subsequently with college orchestras. We even started a band of our own and so on.
Really? You didn't mind practicing, evidently.
Well, eventually I changed the method, and which is a very good method, the Loeffler method. You spoke of Medfield a while ago, I believe he lives there.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin and my teacher studied with him.
This was this Charles Loeffler who was...
Yes, Charles Loeffler, composer
yes.
and violinist, yes. right.
Yes. Did you ever know him?
I never had the good fortune to meet him, but I heard a lot about him. Yes.
Well, you were also encouraged as before you college age in drawing and painting.
Yes.
When would you do that? During summers
well,
or?
my oldest sister.